You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day, and I want to welcome my partner in good, Nurse Blue. She is the part of the Soul Health and Wellness Club that really makes it happen.
Hello, Dr. E, and hello to everyone. And just in case we're meeting for the very first time, Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about our favorite subject, hopefully soon to be yours, soul health.
Yes. And if you are here with us for the first time, I am a psychologist and master mindset coach. I have been practicing mental health for over 25 years, and Nurse Blue is a nurse.
Yes, I'm a nurse, a soul health and wellness expert, and a musicologist that uses the art and science of music to help you live your best life.
Absolutely. And we have partnered to bring you the Soul Health and Wellness Club, which is an online platform and space where we come together and we do musicology, we do master mindset coaching, we do elevated techniques and tools and strategies to elevate the vibration, to eliminate chronic stress and disease.
Yes, it's a home for the soul. Everybody needs a home for your soul.
A home for the soul.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're talking about we're in the month of March. I cannot believe it's March already. Oh my God.
Yes. It seems Women's like Month. Our month.
Yes, Women's Month. And we also do a program in the Women's Business Clubhouse, and just celebrate women and just pour in love into women. And so, today our topic is on, do you really know how to love yourself? 'Cause that's what we've been doing. We've been really pouring in love to ourselves and pouring in love to people on Clubhouse and pouring in love to people in the Soul and Health and Wellness Club. And we're going to pour in love to you today. Do you really know how to love yourself? That's the question.
Be honest.
Right. And before we get started, we are going to breathe, because to me, loving myself requires me to pay attention to my breath and just give awareness and acknowledgement that there is a greater intelligence. There is a higher intelligence, a higher energy, that God energy that is inside of me. And so, if you can, close your eyes and let's just take a deep breath together. Again, breathing in through your nose, holding it, and breathing out through your mouth as if you're breathing through a straw. Yes, let it out. And why is breathing so important? It is so important because breathing is life. Breathing gives us life and is a remembrance that we are the gift. We are the gift. Our life is the gift in this present moment. And we forget that. We get so distracted by all the physical things and material things and the to-do list that we forget that there is a higher unconditional loving energy that is breathing us and breathing through us. And so I just want you to breathe and just say thank you. Just say thank you to yourself. Thank you, Nurse Blue. Thank you, Dr. Erica. Thank you. Thank you that you are breathing and you are present with us today. And so with that, I just want to know, do you really know how to love yourself? Do you really?
I will tell you this, Dr. E. That is such a great question that everybody should ask themselves, because quite frankly, and we talked about this briefly before we signed on here, that about 99% of women, in my opinion, do not know how to love themselves. I certainly didn't. And the women around me who taught me what self-love was pretty much probably introduced it to me from a very superficial standpoint. So self-love might be going to buy an outfit for yourself, right? An outfit where you look good. And so you step into the room and everybody's like, "Hoo-wee, where did she get that one from?" Right? It may have extended to a manicure and a pedicure, perhaps a spa day. It's not that those things aren't loving. We're just talking about doing the deep work, right? Maybe, you know, going to get your hair done, you know, going to work out. That's kind of like some of the self-love we've been taught throughout the years. And like I said before, those are nice things, but it's spring here in March, right? So it's March, it's Women's Month. It's usually, spring break is coming up. And when I was growing up, spring cleaning was a big deal. I don't hear about it so much now, but when we were growing up, spring cleaning was a big deal. When you took the time to go into your closets and, you know, go down in the basement, if you live in a place with a basement, or go up in the attic, and you're getting rid of stuff that, you know, you no longer need in that house, because you're inviting new energy because spring has sprung. And I guess this is a really good time for the spring cleaning to start with us. You know, start cleaning out this house, this transportation called a human body. You know, start cleaning out some of the old stuff in our closets of our mind, and the closets of our heart, and the closets of our, even in our gut area. You know, when you think about all of the things that we, you know, we're eating all throughout the day, all throughout our lives, right? How much of that stuff that you really know you're not supposed to be eating, as much as you're doing
detoxifying,
it.
Detoxifying, right?
Hello? Detoxifying. Yeah, but it's time for us to start, like you said, detoxifying, getting that stuff out. And March is a great month to truly find out what unconditional self-love is all about.
Yeah. And, you know, to me, one of the most important places to begin to recognize how much you love yourself is in listening to yourself talk to yourself.
Yes.
How do you talk to yourself?
Most women, they go in the mirror and say, "You look fat today." We really do. We go in and say, "Oh, look at that pimple. Oh, I got to go and buy this so I can cover this." It's like we spend our whole life covering who we are so you won't see it. That's what concealer is all about. But honey, let me just thank God for concealer. I'm not sitting up here trying.
And we start with this, and I really believe this is a part of the program, but we start with this belief that we lack. That there is lack. Oh, I need this. I have to do this. I should be doing this.
Oh, we're never enough.
Why didn't I do that?
Right.
I can be happy when this happens. I will be thin when this happens. I will be pretty when this happens. I will be. So why are we speaking to ourselves as if we do not know who we are?
Because quite frankly, we don't know who we are. That's what this time is all about. This is why this time is so exciting and so scary for so many people. because the program has worked up until this now. Maybe it didn't work, but we weren't aware that it wasn't working. And if you get to a chance, and we talk about this all the time, one of my favorite things you're going to hear me say is that here in the collective, we are suffering from lies and we are suffering from ignorance, and that manifests as disease. And so what we're doing now, when we ask people to go inside and start spring cleaning, start with your house inside first, we're asking you to go and examine the chambers of your soul. And that's that part of us that most people don't even realize. They don't want to touch it. They're afraid to touch it, or they've been lied to about how to access that spiritual technology. So as we are examining where self-love is. Self-love is first starting with the understanding that you know who you are as a spiritual being. Eliminating the first lie. You're not a human being. That's the first lie. Self-love is embracing your truth. Now, the thing about truth, what I find, is that while it was set us free, sometimes it's going to hurt first. You know, I was talking to my daughter last week, and I was sharing with her that one of the challenges of doing the work that I do is that I am a healing experience, and I know that. And the healing experience is kind of like I see myself as a healing tool like alcohol. Alcohol is in, isopropyl alcohol is in probably everybody's medicine cabinet, at least here in the United States. We widely use it. We use it in the medical profession. You can't do anything without it, especially if you're going to be given an injection or what have you. But the nature of alcohol is what? It disinfects. But if you use alcohol on a broken layer of skin, it stings. And I'm kind of the same way.
When you being honest, right? When you have to be honest.
Absolutely. But soul health requires the sting.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It requires that you go through the pain in order to get the infection, to remove the lie, to remove the program. And so once you understand that pain is really your opportunity to grow and release whatever that is that's holding you back, is something you can look forward to. And that's what this cleaning and cleansing and detoxing process is all about. Your growth.
Yes. And one of the biggest lies is that you're a victim and you are helpless and hopeless and don't have control over yourself and over your own beliefs and thoughts and emotions and actions, right?
Yes.
And so really the sting is about not being able to blame anyone, but taking ownership that, okay, this happened, but now it's my responsibility to pick me up. And that stings. It stings because...
Yes.
You know, some of us have been dealt some really shitty hands.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that situation and circumstance may have not been your fault, may have not been your choice or your choosing. But you picking yourself up and brushing yourself off and loving yourself back to health and wholeness is on you.
And there's no better opportunity to start dealing with that than now. Because, quite frankly, since we've been on planet Earth, people have been hurting each other since there's been people on planet Earth. I mean, quite frankly, this may be the most civilized time that we've ever lived in. I don't know. Who knows? We read about history, but history... Looking back on history, it was pretty scary. I'm really thankful that I was born during this time, but we still carry the energy, the epigenetic transfer of that trauma has been unfortunately passed on to us. And I think the biggest problem that I have with the current state of where we're living right now is that our schools need to be teaching us spiritual technology like this. Okay. I think that we really need to start providing the collective with the tools to start doing the self-healing, the self-loving, because that's, we're the only ones that can do it. Now, there's no better time because you have coaches like us. You have experts like us. You have people from around the world that have entered into the health and wellness arena specifically to meet the call, to meet the demand. You're hearing about people all over the world that are suffering through a health and wellness crisis because they are trying to learn how to self-love, which is heal. So work with a mental health professional like myself and Dr. Erica Montgomery to learn some ways that's outside of decorating yourself. Or, you know, buying a new fragrance and some clothes. That's all nice. But that's just decorating that's decorating the human body.
That's the external.
Absolutely. Come and clean up the soul. Let's get rid of that stuff that happened to you as a child. Let's move past those things that you've been running away from. Like it's an evil lion lurking to come and take you down. No. Let's calm the waters of fear and release them. Let's calm the waters inside of you so that you can really start experiencing peace, joy, happiness, abundance. That's not a dream. That becomes a reality for people. And the more women, Dr. E, that begin to realize that self-love, this is when you know you need self-love, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, I'm all right, you know, because a lot of times we deceive ourselves. The ego has us thinking that we got it all together. But here's when you know you need to self-love. If you're judging others, a lot of people are like, oh, got me. Because judgment means oftentimes that you're not dealing with you. So you're looking at someone else to criticize or to take down with words because you're not dealing with your issues. If you're jealous of someone, if you're competing with some people,
yes, if you're comparing
because comparing, if you look at it, comparing, competing, and judgment, they're all like in the same family. They're all cousins. And most of the time we are, let's just tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay. Most of the time, that's what my grandmother would have said to me. We are comparing. We are competing and we're judging. And all of those are indicators that we're not loving ourselves, because when you are in peace and harmony with yourself, self-love is oneness. You will be able to appreciate, not compare, what someone else is doing. You'll be able to appreciate, not judge. Yeah, it might be different from what you think about something, but it's another viewpoint. Doesn't make yours right. Doesn't make theirs wrong. I oftentimes have to check myself. This is when I know that I have matured beyond the years that, you know, I want to admit to. But when I look at some of the younger people and the way that they express themselves through their hair colors or tattoos or whatever it may be, the hairstyles, I sit back, and as opposed to being the person that would judge them, because that was passed on to me, honestly, to do. That's something I participated in all the time. And sometimes I still have to hit my hand. But now I appreciate, and I say things like that. That's an interesting perspective.
Right. You know, I think about this, do you really know how to love yourself question? And one of the things that I talk about with my clients is learning how to be your own best friend. I think it's critical, because we can be so loving and supporting and understanding and compassionate and uplifting and, you know, all of these things to others.
Yes.
That we call our friends and our family. Mm-hmm. But when we're in need, of compassion, when we're in need of understanding, when we're in need of encouragement or uplifting, or just it's going to be okay.
Right.
You don't got to know the answers. You don't have to know the how. It's like we forget that we need that same love that we're trying to give others.
Either forget or have never been introduced to that concept that we do need that love, because the program has taught us to focus on everybody but you.
Yeah. And that little, you know, we get older and we mature chronologically, and we forget that there is a child inside of us that experienced what we experienced as a child and through our, you know, adolescence and our young adulthood. And that persona, that personality is still a part of us. And so if you've gone through trauma or, you know, rejection or abandonment or abuse, and you've never had a conversation with yourself about that, It's time to free yourself.
Yes.
Because that voice, that expression, that emotion, that feeling, that belief is still there, and it's getting in the way of unconditional love for yourself.
Yes. And I guarantee you, if it was something that is really painful, it is holding it there and not dealing with it, it's a danger to yourself and others. Because I promise you, if you're not dealing with it, it's dealing with you. Oh, and yeah. It's on, and I'm speaking about, it's a long-term game in terms of how it comes back to hurt you. Because a lot of times women carry a lot of anger that we don't want to admit to. And it'll come out during road rage. It'll come out if one of the children say the wrong thing, or if the husband makes a mistake. It comes out in bursts of rage. And then sometimes it doesn't come out. It stays in there as quiet rage, which is depression. And then how it expresses itself is you never get enough. So you, in other words, you're never fulfilled, and it becomes an addiction. So now you are indulging in perhaps overeating or drinking too much or smoking too much or distracting yourself so much through playing video games or on social media, what have you, because you have not decided to love yourself unconditionally and get rid of it. Because yeah. There's life on the other side of it. See, I've had to do the hard work of cleaning up my frequencies, because what it does is it creates a really funky frequency.
Yeah. Real heavy. And it reminds me that, you know, we need the attention too. Loving mm-hmm. ourselves and being our own best friends and taking time for ourselves is really dialoguing with ourselves and asking ourselves, how do you feel? What do you need? What do you want? How can I hold you? Even holding yourself.
Yes.
Rubbing your heart, giving yourself a hug. Mm-hmm. There are so many people that are afraid of relationships, afraid of interacting with other people because they don't know how. And the best way to build your confidence, to build the love, is to begin to have that relationship with you.
Yes.
Talk to yourself.
Yes, which is your soul. Talk yes. to your soul. Begin to make your soul your best friend. Get to know what your soul is. Learn how to activate the subconscious mind to work for you, to shed the emotions that's holding you back, to learn how to change the habits that's standing in your way of you living your best life. That's your relationship with your soul. And it's time. Don't leave this earth not knowing the truth of who you are, because trust and believe, that is what this is about. Shedding the lies and the ignorance and the program that you are limited and you deserve to live in fear and you deserve to, you know, only focus on using this energy for others. If you never ever redirect that energy back on yourself, you'll never know the truth of who you really are. You will not fulfill the destiny and the assignment that is on your life without it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Nurse Blue said, it might sting initially, but it opens up such an expanded heart to receive, because that's what I think people don't realize. When you don't love yourself and you're not actively in a relationship with yourself, being and learning to be your own best friend, what happens is you're closing yourself off to receiving the love. See, if you're not giving the love to yourself, then you're not emitting the love and transmitting the love, which means then you cannot receive the love. So many people who are longing for relationships, start with loving yourself and the relationship, in a loving relationship with yourself. Yes. And I guarantee you, you will begin to attract more love into your life.
Absolutely. And you know what, Dr. E, I think it all starts with a party.
It always starts that love.
I am the nurse that starts with a healing party. That's what happens. And so if this is resonating, if this conversation that Dr. E and I are having right now is resonating with you and you really want to know how to activate self-love, I want to invite you to, first of all, download the Clubhouse app, because that's where we hang out. You can hang out with us on Clubhouse, and you want to look for the Soul Health and Wellness Club, because we actually have parties there. I have a self-love party on Wellness Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the I Don't Chase, I Attract Abundance party. That's at 1 p.m. And then Dr. E and I, we actually are on Clubhouse at the Women in Business House. Come to the I Deserve Joy party, because if you are inviting joy into your life, what are you doing? You're loving yourself. And that's Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Clubhouse. So you can go to the soulhealthcommunity.com. Yes. Yep. Soulhealthcommunity.com is all there. Yes. And let's start doing it.
Yeah. And if you are ready, if you are really serious, ready and motivated to change, to really discover the power, the greatness, the goddess that you are, and you need some coaching, you need some therapy, you need someone to bring you along, to give you the step by step process. That is what I do. That is what I've been doing for 25 years. And I want to help you too. Reach out to me, coach with me, healthyminds.expert. We really are in the business of healing and allowing you to love yourself unconditionally, wholly, completely, without limitation. When I say unconditional love, I mean the good, the bad, the ugly, the dirty, it don't matter. It does not matter. Because at the end of the day, you are a spiritual being, and all of your shortcomings are just to grow and teach you and expand you and love you even more.
Yes. Do not be afraid of your spiritual side. As a matter of fact, this is the time when you can just have so much fun diving into learning the real you.
Yeah. And the real you is unconditional love. The real you is the spark of the divine God inside of you, breathing you, expressing and creating through you. And so I just want to leave you with that today. Start with unconditional love. And one of the assignments that I gave my client is every day, just write something good to yourself. Say something good to yourself. Write something good to yourself.
And day after day after day, you will begin to feel that love coming in. Just start with one good thing a day.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we love you. We thank you.
And yes.
We look forward to seeing you on the next Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica in the Soul Health and Wellness Club. Love you, Nurse Blue. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you. And everybody have a wonderful rest of the week. Can't wait to see you in Clubhouse for the self-love party coming up.
Yes. All right.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.